National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Delighted to have you with us on this wonderful Monday morning. And life will be back to normal Wednesday or maybe a week or two after that. Who knows? Anyway, we're so honored to have in studio Marcy Heath, Insurance Solutions of the South, Innovative Benefits Consulting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back. You're making your annual pilgrimage to the Community Voice.
Yes.
And we started this back in 2010, I believe it was.
2010. So it's been, what, 14 years? 14 years since the Affordable Care Act was passed. And then, of course, we've got 10 years from the time that the marketplace, Obamacare, was opened or began. Started.
And we were right about it all along.
Yes, we were.
Make note for the record for this stenographer that is taking notes. Before we jump into the latest and the incredible changes that are still going on with the health insurance coverage, et cetera, we're hearing more and more about the state. Let's just talk about the state of health in Americans, state of health care. You know, the figures now are becoming very troubling. We're seeing many stories about obesity. Mm-hmm. Life expectancy in America now is 75, and across developed countries, it's 82, I believe it is. And of course, this is of interest to me. Mm-hmm. but how do you see these broader issues about the quality of not only healthcare, but health in America today?
So the state of healthcare in the United States is characterized by high spending, health inequalities, and challenges with access and affordability. Today's healthcare fails to deliver the most cost-effective care and suffers substantially from medical errors and waste. In 2023, the United States spent an estimated $4.8 trillion on healthcare. This was a 7.5% increase from 2022, which was faster than the 6.1% growth in the gross domestic product. The share of the GDP that healthcare spending accounted for increased 17.3% in 2022 and 17.6% in 2023. So, you know, we have a lot of spending. We've got a lot of spending in healthcare, but we don't have a lot of results. So just as you said, we've got, you know, obesity, you've got people with chronic health conditions, the life expectancy from birth is down in the United States. But if you look at the spending across the world, the United States spends more, but our outcomes are worse.
I saw some figures that in 2021 per capita, America spends about $12,000 per person, and the developed nations about $6,000. But then that doesn't fully take into account socialized medicine in some
Correct.
Countries.
Well, we're at 14,000
per
person.
Yeah, so it's been 3 years since that number. Mm-hmm. But the point, I think the takeaway, and then we'll jump into the marketplace, et cetera, and we've heard this recently from RFK Jr., who mm-hmm. I think has a lot of things on the ball, some things not so much. But, mm-hmm. You know, the diet, mm-hmm. lack of exercise mm-hmm. in the last couple of decades has deteriorated. And, you know, as such, you know, what is it, 70% are declared obese, 40% teens mm-hmm. are obese, and nobody's able to join the military anymore because they're too fat and out of shape.
Well, if you look at, I think it all, you know, kind of goes back to quality of food. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at some of the ingredients, you know, that is in our food, some of the things, you know, that are not allowed in other countries, I think it starts with the food. And mm-hmm. then, of course, you know, with all the chemicals, you know, that's in our food, then, of course, that's going to help, you know, lead to obesity and chronic, you know, medical conditions. So I think it's, and I really hope that whoever whoever wins tomorrow, you know, with the new administration going in January, I hope that they do have somebody or a department that's going to zone in and focus on that, because I think that that is truly the root cause of all of our issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a vegetarian for 40 years, mm-hmm. even though vegetarians can eat crummy, basically it's natural fruits and veggies in their mm-hmm. proper combination. And, mm-hmm. in other words, when you go to a grocery store, go immediately to the produce and the fruit and mm-hmm. pretty much stay there. Let's jump in. November 1st was a big day, open enrollment. But I don't know how many people know this, but the federal marketplace, we called Obamacare. We had Hillary Care, we had Obamacare. Now we've got Kemp Care. So tell us about GeorgiaAccess.gov.
Okay, so since 2014, you know, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, and then, of course, they created the exchanges.
Which I think was on Christmas Eve, but go ahead.
I think so. So you had all of these states. Of course, if you look back in history, you'll see that probably 90% of the Republican states, the Republican-run states, decided that they were not going to participate. They were not going to have a state-based exchange, so we were all kind of thrown into the federal marketplace. And so over the years, you've had some states, you know, that have, you know, decided to create their own state-based exchange. So Georgia has been working on this for probably the last 3 years. They finally, in August, CMS granted the waiver to where we could opt out of the federal marketplace, and starting November the 1st, which was last Friday, for coverage beginning January the 1st, you are now going to be enrolled into Georgia Access. So Georgia was about the 20th state to trade the federal exchange for a state-based model. The reason I've attended a couple of seminars, you know, to kind of learn about, you know, Georgia Access. So Georgia decided that they thought they could better serve Georgians by having it state-based.
Do you agree?
I do. I do think that, you know, in Georgia, you know what the needs of Georgia consumers are different than California.
In principle, the smaller, the more localized government, the better job they do, because they're more directly relatable to the person.
Yes. So, of course, with Georgia Access, it's also integrated in with, you know, like Medicaid and like your children's programs. So, you know, it's going to simplify that process. You know, if you have your children on the Georgia Peach Care for kids, you normally had to fill out a separate application for that. All of that is going to streamline to where once you fill out one application, then of course that's going to carry through.
Okay, let's take a break, because we're going to get into the weeds, as they say, organic weeds, of course, when we return. But first, these words from our sponsors, Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Well, Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Reich, your host. We have the annual appearance today of Marcy Heath, Insurance Solutions of the South, and Innovative Benefits Consulting. She has offices in Bremen and Villarica. One of the phone numbers is 770-537-5300. And if you haven't heard about GeorgiaAccess.gov, you've come to the right place because starting last Friday was open enrollment. So what did the state have to do in order to create GeorgiaAccess.com, and what does that mean to the local insurance agents?
So in order to create GeorgiaAccess.gov, of course, you know, they had to, you know, get with the insurance carriers, you know, to bring all that stuff over, of course, in-house. They had to mitigate, some of the
sounds like on the nose.
Yeah.
Mitigate some of the mechanisms.
Yeah, some of the mechanisms. Of course, they had to create the portal. You know, they had to.
Another website. It's not going to crash like Obamacare.
Oh my gosh! Yes, Friday was horrendous.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
You know, in 2014 when Obamacare started and we were in the federal marketplace, it would take you like an hour to an hour and a half to enroll somebody because the system would just sit there and the portal would just spin. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, over the years, you know, they worked out, you know, the kinks in the technology. And so for the last couple of years, you know, we've just kind of, you know, flown through it. It's been a breeze, no hiccups. And so I was really, really nervous, you know, about Georgia Access just because it's new. And, of course, with new you know that there's going to be issues. Well, there was issues. So Friday, we were unable to enroll anybody. The system had a glitch. And so we were able to, you know, to at least meet our appointments for that day and quote them. But as far as getting them enrolled, it would just sit there and spin. Of course, I'm not in the office this morning, so I don't know if that has been fixed or not. But yeah, we're running into issues, you know, trying to get people enrolled.
But local agents, just like I guess we did with Obamacare and now with KempCare, uh-huh. Local agents can enroll people.
Yes. So you've got
which is a positive.
It is a positive. You know, there are a lot of clients that, you know, health insurance is very confusing to them. It's a very complex.
If the camera was here, my hand just went up.
Yeah, it's very complex. You know, and so they need that guidance. They need that personal, you know, guidance of explaining, you know, how the plans work. And, you know, and that's one of the things that I hope that the state of Georgia is going to be able to expand on is, you know, like if you live in Atlanta, if you live in like Fulton, Cobb, Gwinnett, you've got 6 or 7 different insurance carriers that you can choose from, all the way from Aetna, Cigna, United Healthcare. And, you know, it's a really disadvantage for us out here in the rural communities to where we have 2 or we've got 3. So I think in Harrelson and Carroll counties, you have 3. You have Alliant, Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and Ambetter.
Good old Ambetter.
I know. you know, but you do have 3 options, but if you use Tanner, you really only have 2 because they only accept Alliant and Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
I want to stay on that, but let's jump back just for a moment uh-huh. To the first segment. And this is what I think most people are going to be interested in, is cost. Are we going to be able to reduce some of the insurance costs by the GeorgiaAccess.gov or not?
So are you talking about as far as what consumers pay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. So so from, you know, being able to quote clients last Friday, I do see that prices are going down. They're either going down by a couple of dollars or they're going up by a couple of dollars. Most of the ones that I ran on Friday, their cost did decrease, but it's not going to be a huge significant decrease. You know, it's going to be, you know, $10, $15. However, I will tell you that the plan designs are better this year. Last year we had, we did have a lot of options, but your total max out of pocket was just absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, for an individual, you might have a $500 deductible or $1,500, but your total max out of pocket was like $9,800, which is detrimental, you know, to somebody that's on a fixed income. You know, if you had a catastrophic event, how are you going to come up with 10 grand, you know, to,
you're not. Yeah, exactly.
So that
falls back on the hospital to treat the patient. They have indigent care and you have local government subsidizing that. Correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that is one of the things that I'm seeing this year is that the max out of pockets are lower, which I'm very excited to see that.
So your neighborhood friendly insurance provider agent can sign you up, but you can still sign your own self up.
Yes. So that's one of the things that Georgia Access is doing. You've got a couple of ways that you can sign up. You can go through a web broker like Health Sherpa to enroll in coverage. You can go through a broker, or you can go to their website, GeorgiaAccess.gov, you can enroll yourself.
But to be clear on this, because we got a complaint one time on one program, I never told you about it. People can still, they don't have to use GeorgiaAccess.gov. They can still use a private carrier and a private agent, correct?
Correct. So here's the thing that Georgia Access, really wanted to hone in on is that they wanted Georgia Access Portal to be a one-stop shop, okay? So if you didn't want anything to do with Obamacare,
ACA,
you know, where you get the premium tax credit, you didn't want anything to do with that. Either you've had a bad experience and had to pay more in taxes at the end of the year because you didn't get your income right, or, you know, you make too much money, to get a premium tax credit. That's one of the things that Georgia Access has really honed in on is that they wanted you to be able to sign up for coverage that has nothing to do with the premium tax credits. So regardless, if you're just shopping for insurance and you don't want a premium tax credit, you can still go through GeorgiaAccess.gov and enroll in whatever carrier. But here's the thing that people don't understand is that if you buy an individual plan, regardless if you've got a premium tax credit or you just go straight to the insurance company, it's still Obamacare, it's still Obamacare as far as that it's still going to be on the same platform, okay? So they're all HMO plans. All of your individual are HMO plans. You do have one carrier that offers a PPO. That is Alliant Health Plans. So that way, if you needed to go outside of the state of Georgia for care, you could, but you're just going to have a higher deductible and max out of pocket. But they still all cover the essential health benefits, and then of course it's guaranteed issue. Now we offer some plans outside of Obamacare or the ACA, to where you can purchase plans, but you have to go through medical underwriting, okay? So plans through the Affordable Care Act is guaranteed issue. That we've got plans outside of the marketplace. Those are PPO plans. You can use them all across the United States, but you do have to go through medical underwriting.
Are they more cost effective?
So I'm on one. I have a Cigna plan.
Oh, that says a lot right there.
Well,
that speaks volumes.
So I'm on one. I have Cigna, a PPO. It is a little more expensive than if I went through like an Affordable Care Act, plan. It's very hard when you're self-employed, it's very hard for you to determine what your income is going to be. You don't know how much you're going to sell or how much product, it's just,
that's why we don't sleep at night.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So it's very hard to kind of determine, what your income is going to be. And I just don't want to underestimate my income and then end up having to pay, at the end of the year when I file my IRS taxes.
When you interview somebody, you're supposed to be looking for that gem. And what you just said previous to that was, I think the gem. I mean, are you saying that GeorgiaAccess.gov is not really more than another mechanism to implement ACA Obamacare?
So the way that it works is that it's just, and this is what I have been telling all of my clients, it's just exactly what you've always been used to. Okay.
So it's answer yes.
So the answer, ask me that question one more time.
Is GeorgiaAccess.gov just another conduit for Obamacare?
Basically, yes.
Really?
Because you're still getting your federal income, you're still getting your federal subsidies. So, but Georgia wanted to bring it home, you know, to where they could have a little more control.
So they can manage it.
So they could manage it.
But it's still the ACA.
But it's still the ACA. So the way that the ACA is that you do get your premium tax credits. Of course, that does have to cover the essential health benefits, and it is guaranteed issue. So it does mirror, and it is Obamacare. It's just brought down to the state level.
And so if anybody has any complaints, they should contact their local state senator or local state rep.
Exactly. You know, and that's one of the things that
Am I in trouble now?
That I liked about Georgia bringing it home.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, this past year in 2024, we did see a lot of fraud. Okay, the federal marketplace.
Yeah.
And it was where rogue agents were coming in and, you know, taking over somebody's account and changing the agent of record letter and switching them into some kind of plan. And so, you know, trying to deal with CMS or the federal marketplace to get that situation rectified took you like 60 to 90 days. Well, you know, a client's sitting there on a wrong plan and they can't access their doctors. So bringing it home, I'm hoping, you know, that now if we've got an issue like that, we can go to the insurance commissioner and, you know,
John King,
and then hopefully the situation will get rectified sooner. But I hope that we're not going to see a lot of that this year. And I also hope that the insurance commissioner's office, if we do have that kind of fraud going on as we did last year, that the insurance commissioner is going to stand, you know, pretty firm on that and start revoking some insurance license.
Wow. That's some great stuff right there. We're going to take a break and then we're going to hit another little topic. And this is a program of gold, and we'll be back after these words.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare. We're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. We have Marcy Heath, Insurance Solutions of the South, and Innovative Benefits Consulting, offices in Bremen and Villarica. Villarica office is at 1 Community Square Boulevard, Suite 102, and the Bremen office is inside the Bremen Executive Suites at 205 Hamilton Avenue, Suite 4. So you're in two big cities right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to lead into this because I think this is important. I think it helps understand issues of the day and issues of what we're talking about when, you know, ACA, Affordable Care Act showed up. We were speaking about this directly. And now we hear the term Medicare for All, which is another name for universal health care, single payer, socialized medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on Medicare. So I thought when I would get on Medicare, everything would be paid for. I thought that. I thought, wow, this is great. I've been paying the Medicare all my life and blah, 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 when I'm working. And so I'm not going to have any more health care costs. Golly gee, this is great, jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Then I find out of my Social Security check, they take $170 off the top.
For your Part B premium.
For my Part B premium.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find out, I say, well, I don't particularly care for that. And then after that, I find out, well, it all just covers 80% mm-hmm. of my health care costs.
Correct.
Well, I didn't like that either. And then, so I'm supposed to buy a supplemental for the extra 20%. And that's about $160.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'm supposed to buy a drug card, which mm-hmm. is only like $25 a month, and that's $300 a year.
Right.
So here I am on Medicare. I'm spending approximately $350 a month,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was all going to be paid for.
No.
And then you find out, and this is the kicker, and I'll turn it over to you, is you go to the doctor, you do these things, and there's still a little cost that they mm-hmm. hit you with.
Right.
So who in the world could be for Medicare for all, because it's not what you think it is.
It's not what you think it is. You know, and talking about Medicare for all, you know, you really have to sit back and wonder who's going to pay for it.
Well, the private sector.
Well, right. But, I mean, there's going to be a point in time when the middle sector, when you're middle class people, it's going to break.
Sure.
Because everything is basically on the backs of the middle class.
On the private sector.
Right.
Government doesn't create any wealth.
And that's a misconception is that people think once you hit 65 that it's, you know,
well,
free.
I certainly did.
and you know, you do get Part A. Part A, of course, that's going to cover anything that happens in a hospital. That is free. But you do have to pay for your Part B. You know, you've got a couple of choices. You can either just stick with original Medicare and pay that 20%, or you can get a Medicare Advantage plan, or you can get a Medicare supplement.
Well, to bring it back to what we're talking about, you know, if that's the way it ends up, how is GeorgiaAccess.gov or the ACA ever going to be really effective and comprehensive?
So I think bringing it to the state, I think that you're going to be able to, to control it a little bit more. This is the inception of it. So, of course, you know, it's kind of mirroring, you know, what the plans and what the prices are of what we've had under the marketplace. But I think over time you're going to see that evolve, to where they can work with the insurance carriers, you know, to bring us, you know, different plan designs and cheaper prices. And, you know, and like I said, in the rural areas, we only have like two or three carriers. I would like to see, over time to where we've got more carrier options.
When's the enrollment period?
So, of course, it started November the 1st.
Last Friday. But everything was glitched up, so it doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. So, so for this year, because December the 15th falls on a Sunday, they are allowing enrollments until December the 16th. So you have to make your plan selection, your enrollment, by December the 16th to have a January the 1st effective date.
And if you miss enrollment, what happens to you?
So if you miss enrollment, you've got until January the 15th, but your effective date will not begin until February the 1st.
Okay. But if you hit the enrollment period, it begins January 1st.
Right.
Okay. How do people, if they want to know more, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can give us a call. Our telephone number is 770-537-5300. We've got two locations to better serve our clients, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I look forward. Maybe we can do this instead of once a year, we can do this twice a year. And we'll have a camera next time. Because we both dressed up, so it's a shame when you dress up and there's no camera, right? All right. Marcy Heath, thank you so much for coming in. Insurance Solutions of the South, Innovative Benefits Consulting, 770-537-5300. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you for listening. Go out and make it a great day. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.